Late night action on South Carolina's Confederate flag.
It's going to come down. There's no two ways about it.
Bouncing back from a day of glitches.
This is a wake-up call.
New path for some new movies.
On your TV just 2 weeks after the big screen.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Some early morning applause in South Carolina. Well past midnight, weary members of the state house took the final legislative step to remove the Confederate flag at the state capitol. The action 3 weeks after nine people were gunned down in a historic black church in Charleston.
I never thought I'd see this moment. I stand here with people that never thought that they would see this as well. It's emotional for us.
The measure, which passed the House overnight, put Democrat Todd Rutherford and Republican Jenny Horn on the same page of history.
Take a symbol of hate off these grounds on Friday.
I'm Jim Crisul in Columbia, South Carolina. In a Facebook post, Republican Governor Nikki Haley praised state lawmakers for their action on the Confederate flag. She called it a new day in South Carolina, a day to be proud of. A day that brings togetherness and allows healing as one people and one state.
From what we can tell, things are running smoothly at United Airlines this morning, and the New York Stock Exchange will open in 90 minutes. Yesterday, both were brought to their knees by computer glitches, not related and not cyber attacks, according to officials, but thousands of travelers and traders were affected. The Wall Street Journal's webpage also crashed. Dan Ackerman of our technology partner CNET joins us. Dan, it certainly was an unnerving day.
You know, it shows us that we're so dependent on all these interconnected systems that are backed up by so many different types of hardware and software. You could have in one day three different issues based on three different problems that take down three different services, and you have to go into each one and figure out where the point of vulnerability is.
But are they doing enough to keep systems running as they should?
That's exactly it. You should be able to swap out a router when something goes down and get a new one up and running immediately, not leave planes grounded for a couple of hours. You should be able to roll out a software update overnight to the stock exchange and have confidence that you've tested it enough that it's going to run smoothly. And if it doesn't work, you should be able to do an immediate rollback and not take everybody offline for 3 hours.
Dan Ackerman of CNET, thanks very much. It's worth noting this morning a group led by IBM has come up with a new computer chip that's four times as fast as anything we have now. It was a mechanical issue that forced the aborted takeoff of a Southwest Airlines plane last night at Chicago's Midway Airport. Nobody was hurt. Emergency responders say one of the engines caught fire. Honda's recalling another 4.5 million vehicles because of faulty Takata airbags. That makes 24.5 million now for that automaker alone. 17 models, including the popular CRV, are part of this, and model years are now as recent as 2011. Nearly 3 months after the rioting that shook Baltimore, a police department shakeup. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake has fired Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
We need a change. This was not an easy decision, but it is one that is in the best interest of the people of Baltimore.
Batts was criticized by the city's police union, and murders skyrocketed after the unrest that followed the death of a black man who was injured in police custody. Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis is taking over on an interim basis. He's been with the force since January. Medicare says it will pay doctors to talk to patients about end-of-life decisions. Earlier, the idea triggered the talk of death panels by opponents of Obamacare. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Under this new rule, which will take effect January, all conversations of this kind will be voluntary. The goal, according to the government, is to make these traumatic decisions easier to cope with and to reduce costs by helping individuals and families plan ahead on decisions like using extraordinary means to keep a loved one alive, drug therapies, and hospice options.
On the political front, Republican Chairman Reince Priebus told presidential candidate Donald Trump in a phone call to tone down his rhetoric about Mexican immigrants. Marine General Joseph Dunford goes before the Senate committee considering his nomination to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Though he's widely respected, General Dunford could face some tough questions today, mostly because of Republican opposition to the president's strategy in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. The U.S. still plans to withdraw from Afghanistan by the end of next year, and senators will want to know what Dunford thinks about that. He was commander there. They'll also press him for his thoughts on whether the U.S. is doing enough to counter ISIS in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere.
Tomorrow's the self-imposed deadline for the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna, the 13th day of talks is going on today. Iran's president says the country is preparing for a post-sanctions period, the only public suggestion that a deal could be in sight. Today's the day Greece is supposed to lay out details of a new bailout plan. Voters said no to deep cuts drawn up by the country's creditors last Sunday. And Greek officials are now talking about a three-year rescue plan. Reporter Terry Schultz in Brussels, where European leaders are meeting. She comes to us via Skype.
It's going to have to be very, very credible. They are not messing around this time. It has to be a credible plan. It has to show very specific steps that the Greek government is going to take to start charting its path back towards self-sufficiency.
China, scene of a month-long market plunge, saw the selling fever break a bit today. The two major markets there rose about 6% a day after government financial reforms were announced. New movies could be in our homes a lot faster before too long. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Traditionally, movies aren't available for home viewing until 90 days after they debut in theaters.
Show starts in 8 minutes.
But Paramount says that's old school. The movie maker has struck a deal with AMC and Cineplex theaters to make films available just 2 weeks after they leave most theaters. Granted, they're starting with a couple of low-budget films first, including
A Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
But the idea could catch on. Paramount says it's trying to cut down on piracy and adapt to the way Americans view movies now. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
ESPN reports New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul had his right index finger amputated after a 4th of July fireworks accident. And reports say Tampa Bay defensive back C.J. Wilson lost two fingers in a holiday fireworks incident. How old is too old when it comes to men and women behind the wheel? And who should make the decision when old folks should hand over the keys? CBS's Dan Raviv takes a look.
A survey by Caring.com says 40% of Americans with elderly parents are not comfortable speaking with them about when they'll stop driving. But 30% of senior citizens would like their family to tell them when it doesn't seem safe anymore. 21% say a doctor should tell them, and
26% 65 and older want to make the decisions themselves.
Andy Cohen, who runs Caring.com, suggests middle-aged sons and daughters should talk about this with their parents, perhaps buy a new car with safety systems, or depend on senior citizen vans and discounted buses in much of the country. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Day three of the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain today, and five people were hurt in the action, but nobody was gored. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, the 9th of July. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.